Okay, so I'm going to invite all the big kids to sit down and all the other kids to come on forward this morning. Join us at the altar. When you come up, I'm going to give you a yellow piece of paper. And Dr. Annie is actually going to lead you in a prayer this morning to start things off. And I want you to read along on the yellow piece of paper I'm giving you. That's the prayer she's going to start with. And then when we're done, she's going to ask you to pray that prayer with her again, okay?
All right.
Hey there, how about a yellow piece of paper? Yeah, that'd be cool, huh? Okay. Everybody got one?
Got one.
Okay, guys, this right. is Dr. Annie Crapanzano Mora, and Dr. Annie is a psychologist. Anybody know what that is? That's a fancy word. What is a psychologist? They help people. That's exactly what it is. It's a doctor who helps people, and it's a word that probably most of us, including those of us who are trained as psychologists, can't spell. But they take complex things like that and try to make it simple. So let's give our attention to Dr. Annie this morning as she leads us in her prayer, and I'm going to pass these yellow cards out to our big kids too, so they can pray along at the end. And I'll turn the floor over to Dr. Annie.
All right. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. All right, guys, so question for you. What is this prayer about? Does anybody know? It's about Jesus? It is about Jesus. It's asking us to be more like Jesus, right? Yeah? Yeah, okay. So what I want to talk to you about today is something, it's about how to act towards other people. And what's the best way to act towards other people? To be nice to them, right? Uh-huh. To introduce yourself, that's right, yeah. What about people who maybe aren't treated very nicely? And if you see that happening, what?
You will go over there and make friends with them.
You should. You should go over there and make friends with them. And that's kind of what I want to talk with you about today. So what's bullying? Who knows what that is? Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's just what I was about to say. Nice job. So it is. It's when somebody's mean to somebody over and over and over again. So I have some examples. So what if, and you can tell me if this is bullying or if it's not bullying, okay? So what happens if there's a little girl and she decides that another little girl is not going to be invited to her birthday party? And then she talks about it, they talk about it over and over again, how much fun the birthday party is going to be, but they didn't invite somebody, they left that person out.
Yeah.
That's bad, that's bullying, right? What do?
You stop talking about it, so if you talk about the low, and then they'll get sad.
Right, yeah. So one of the things that you can do is you can talk to that person who wasn't invited and tell them, you know, it really wasn't very nice that you weren't invited to this birthday party, but I promise you that when my birthday party comes around, you'll be invited to that party, right? And that's what we're called to do as Christians, right? Who do we need to act like as Christians? Yes, but who? What person? Who should we act like?
Jesus,
right? And so what did Jesus do when he saw somebody being left out or when he saw somebody different? He would touch them, right? He would talk with them. He would make sure that they felt accepted, right? Because he doesn't want people to feel lonely or not included. And that's what you guys need to do. So when you see somebody who's being picked on or being bullied, it's your job to stand up, okay? And now that doesn't always mean, that can be pretty scary, right? You have to be really brave sometimes to do that, right? So you don't always have to get right in the middle and, you know, jump in and be like a superhero. Sometimes you can do it in more quiet ways. Sometimes you can stand up for kids in more quiet ways. So things that you can do, for example, is you can just be the friend of the kid that was bullied. And you could do that maybe the next day. You can pull them aside and ask them to have lunch with you. Or you can let them know, you can say, I saw what happened yesterday when that person was pretty mean to you. And I didn't like it. And you can sit with me at lunch today so that that doesn't happen. So you can just be their friend and make them not feel so alone. That's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do if you see something really bad happening and you wanna stop it is you can distract the person. So you can say, hey, why don't you come over here with me and come play with me? Instead, and say, oh, were you talking? If the bully's talking, and just kind of pull that person away from the situation. What are some things that you shouldn't do? Yeah.
You shouldn't tell them that you can't play, that they can't play with you.
No way. You shouldn't tell them that they can't play with you. What if you see somebody and they're teasing somebody else? Yeah.
You tell the person that was being teased that they're not.
You might tell the person that's being teased, like, that wasn't really nice, right? Or it's not really funny. You could tell the bully, that wasn't really that funny. I don't really like when you talk like that to somebody else. You know what else you could do? What's the one thing that you should never do if you see somebody being teased? What's that? No, do not repeat evil with evil. So it's probably not a good idea to bully the bully, right? That's not a good idea, or to be mean to the bully, right? But what else shouldn't you do? If you see somebody else making fun of. Yeah.
You shouldn't tell the bully that they're mean and they shouldn't play with other people.
You can tell them that, but you shouldn't laugh. That's one thing you shouldn't do, right? Because what does that tell the bully? Yeah, to keep going, right? So it tells the bully that they're funny, even though they're probably not really funny. And you probably shouldn't, and that's a big thing, because do you know why bullies bully a lot of times? Because they're jealous? Could be, yeah. Why do you think? They might have been bullied too. That's true. What do you think?
They might want attention.
They might want attention. That's a big one. What we know about bullies is that a lot of time they do it because they want attention and they want to feel better about themselves. So the thing that they're doing to the other person is exactly what they don't want to happen to them. So they don't want to feel lonely. They don't want to feel left out. They want to feel like they're really important. And so if you laugh at the bully, and if you stand there and give them attention when they're being mean, then you're telling that bully that what they're doing is okay. And the best way to stop bullying in its tracks is to not give it attention. So even if you have to walk away and take that person who's being bullied with you, then that's a good way to do it. But the best thing to do is to not give the bully that attention. Because what we know about bullying is that can stop it from happening. Just one person or just a few kids. Teachers can help. Sometimes you do need to talk to an adult. You need to talk to, an older sibling or a teacher, somebody you trust. But a lot of times the people who can make the biggest difference in bullying situations are the kids. Because the reason why bullies are bullying is to get attention and to feel good about themselves, right? And if other kids are saying, you're not really that funny. I don't really like what you're doing. Well, then that's going to stop them in their tracks better than anything that even an adult can do sometimes. So it's really important, and that's what I want you guys to do. When you see somebody being mean to somebody else, I want you to stand up. And like I said, it may not be right there in that situation, but it may be that you just make sure that person doesn't feel so alone later on. It may be that, just because that person might be a little bit different than you are, and that's okay, right? And if people are talking about how that person's different, you might say, that's okay if they're a little bit different. We can still be their friend. They can still come play with us on the playground. They can still eat with us at lunch, right? There's no reason to be mean to them and make fun of them. Uh-huh.
If you don't want to play with someone, you can't just tell them that because you might hurt their feelings.
Yeah, if you don't want to play, yeah, that might hurt their feelings. And it usually doesn't hurt to include someone in a game, right? No. So especially if they're feeling, especially if people have been picking on them and they're feeling really lonely and scared, you know? So, does anybody have any questions? No. All right, so that, what is your mission for this school year? To make friends, to be kind, right? To be really brave and stand up if you see other kids being picked on, right? So that's what's important, huh?
Don't be mean.
Don't be mean, and of course, you don't ever want to be the bully, right? So you always want to be kind to other people, even people who are different than you, right? Okay, all right, let's say the prayer together one more time, okay? All right, are you ready? All right, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we're born to eternal life. Amen.